that the words you say sometimes? I mean, who talks like that?
98 KUPD. Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Tuesday. It is the Morning Sickness. 5:45. My name's John Holmberg. There's Brady Bogan, Creepy Big Dick Toledo, ready to go. Back from our Toledo and I, at least, back from Pittsburgh for our a little weekend getaway. Birthday party, super fun for a friend
of ours. Look out, here comes the crap talking from Toledo. He's got you. He's going to get you now.
It was fun. We were there with, Toledo brought his kid. And I got to say, thanks to Dick Toledo. That was you bring your kid to the adult party, and you let it happen. It flies, and you had no, honey, no, snowflake and baby in that kid. He's experiencing life.
Was he getting abused with bad words?
Oh, there was bad scenarios.
There was a Ty Hooker story.
Ty Hooker's fisting.
Wait, you let him in your area?
It was.
He came down. This was at dinner later.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, we met with Craig Gass, and he was there for all the fun. We met up with a bunch of different people at different places, and it was just...
he tried to, kind of disguise it like he was looking at his phone, but he was...
He listened the whole time, and he just took a beating. He was in on it. We mixed it up with him.
Well, he has a better story than anybody.
Great story.
Oh, he'll have a lot of stories today at school.
That's what we were saying.
Speak up,
kid. Did you guys know that Ty Hookers bury their faces right in your butthole first thing? I do.
It's a thing you said.
With the black dongs on his phone.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to argue that, it's a thing.
It's a thing. It is, too, a thing. He's going to be in class Alex, come over here.
What is it, Mrs. Johnson?
You can't, that's not something to talk about.
It's a thing. That is, too, a thing, and they're saying I'm a liar. Ty Hookers eat butts.
I have to call your father. Where did he get this? Oh, my friends and I hung out with him in Pittsburgh this weekend, and, one of the guys knows.
Firsthand.
And lady, I don't know what you're teaching them, truths or what, Ty Hookers eat butts. That's a thing. There's nothing you can do about that. But it was fun. Yeah, and you didn't once go, come on, guys, please, could you let me get the guy out of here? He took it. He absorbed it. He laughed at it was fun to watch. All these other kids, and everybody's got to be on your eggshells about your stupid kid's ears. We're going after it. We didn't invite him. He just showed up, right? That was not our problem.
So when Ty Hookers are on his phone, it's okay?
It's going to have to be.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
That's the fun thing. And I kind of talked to Megan, and we were talking about it, and I said, you can play pretend like you're protecting him from everything. The kid had BBC all over his phone because one of his friends going to get to it before the parents do.
Yeah.
They're experiencing all this stuff way before you realize it. And if you're just open, hey, here's the stuff that's not right, here's the stuff that is right, I'm going to let you hear both instead of just sheltering. It was awesome. And he was the couple times he just buried his head in his hands oh, my God, I am way too young to know these things. Great stuff. Great job, Richard. Good parenting. I watched it happen. And he's going to be well-adjusted and normal on how to handle situations that are maybe socially awkward. I think it teaches kids socially awkward, how to cut through it. Because you said, he buried his face in that iPad, but he was kind of I'm not really allowed in on this, but this is going to benefit me in the future when I'm in a socially awkward moment and I have to play pretend I'm not. I have to act normal. I have to absorb all this weirdness. Just trudge through. And he did it. It was great. So someday he'll be in a conversation with somebody about, their herpes or something strange. And my boss is talking about a horrible – I remember the training for this back when Craig Gass and John and all the guys were talking about
horrible things. Accept it as
a real thing. Yeah, just absorb this. Hear him. Don't overreact. Don't act like it's words you can't hear.
She's listening now, but at the time and away from you, I said, now, we don't have to bring up some of this stuff to Lisa.
Right. Yeah,
all right?
Yeah.
She doesn't need to know.
Yeah. At home, this doesn't really become conversation.
We don't grandstand on any of this
stuff.
No.
This is not something we're going to bring back to the house and go, here's 10 things I learned. And
you don't need to blow Chris's mind with your new knowledge.
Right. Well, he's gonna, though.
He's gonna.
You should have heard Dad and his friends. Whoa.
This is gonna end up bad for you, Toledo.
It'll be fine. It'll be great. The kid got it. He got it. I know
we'll see.
15 and 16. I know a bunch of kids between the ages of 8 and 16 that have been so oh my God, my little angel. And you try to talk to them, and it's like they're 4. Like they're totally socially, wow, you're not. you're chronologically this age, but mentally you're way less than that.
That is one thing I was thinking about with the BBC stuff. I'm like, what kind of other crap are you guys talking about?
This is the stuff he forgot to delete.
Yeah.
Think about the things that he's that he's like, oh no, immediate deletion here. I don't ever want to get caught with this. Yeah, there's a couple people I know with like kids who are, I had a 20-year-old at one point. We're like, oh, mentally he's about 14. You say something, he'd be like, dude, I'm like, you're 20 years old, man. What's wrong with you? I can't. Whoa. And then they stay at home until they're 33 because they don't know how to handle life. And Toledo's kid, you're on the right track. He's going to be on drugs with a pregnant girlfriend by 18. Yeah. Like the good old days.
Like Eric said, we'll see.
You'll be called into the principal's office. Oh, it'll be great. Right.
Not worried about
those are those moments where you just look at the principal and go, I got this. yeah, the Ty Hooker conversation did happen. It's a thing.
You gotta find out the reading the room thing.
Well, yeah, when the principal calls. I mean, everyone goes to that. Pretty great. I remember sitting in my, you know, with my dad and his friends, and he'd just look at me and just wink every time somebody said, so I was just this lady, and my wife comes barging in the door, you know? And I'm like, whoa, I don't think he's supposed to do that. My dad just looked at me and winked, like, just shut up.
Yeah, look at you. You're very well adjusted.
I'm very well adjusted. I can get into any conversation with anybody about anything and hold my own. It's like being just athletic enough to grab whatever ball it is and go, yeah, I'll play with you guys. I'm a conversation athlete. And that's why.
I could take a shot.
I can get into this. I have no idea what you ladies are talking about, but I'll hold my own in it. And I'll be conversational.
You were actually kind of enjoyable talking about pumpkins and antiquing.
Hey, I could be in on anything. I'm well-trained. I'm well-versed in things I don't want to hear. It's great. That's how we have to be, or we'd never speak or have conversations with women. Think we want to hear what they have to say? They talk about stuff. The lady next to me at the football game, the poor bastard next to me, wanted to talk to me so bad because he brought this girl. And I think it was kind of a date setup date.
Oh, you don't do that.
Well, I think
you know, with the tattoos.
No, the pretty one. She was blonde, but not. She's probably in her early 50s, late 40s.
Yeah, you have to be with somebody for a while.
Well, here's the thing. I think it was a bunch of people together and then their tickets were separate. Because they're sitting next to me and they're like,
and they split them up.
Yeah, and he kept saying, well, we'll go down and talk at halftime. We'll go find him at halftime. And then in the middle of the thing, he leans to me and he goes, man, I don't know what the hell, you know, he talks a play with me for a second because he didn't have anybody to talk to. So I'm the guy next to him. We're obviously sharing, why did he call a timeout? We're just going to write it, blah, 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 sharing fan stories. I'm like, no kidding. In the middle of it, I hear her go, it is hot. And again, I give him a wink like, you're back. You got to go over there now. And he turns, and his body language turns and I hear her go,
I don't know what it was that convinced me not to wear jeans today, but I didn't.
And he's like, yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, that's great.
I don't know.
Where do I go from here?
What it was that possessed me to I had them on. I had them on, and I said no, and I took them off, and I thought, I don't know what it is that made me do that, but I am so glad it is.
Like she's giving some, you know, ethereal power the credit for not wearing jeans to the ball game. And he's sitting just nodding, and then it gets quiet.
Can you imagine that at the tailgate, separating the tickets? All right, Dale, you're going to go with
this. I think he wanted to. We looked at ring fingers, and they're free and clear. But then later, it just gets quiet for a second.
Don't you love that, though, when you just make the right choices before you go somewhere with your clothes on? Because I remember there was a time once when I...
And I just was like, I'm done. I can't even eavesdrop on this. And this poor son of a bitch wants to watch football and talk to the guys. And then the guy in front of me is talking about Devin Bush, and we have a little back and forth as fans do.
And unfortunately.
You can feel him just like, oh, I want to be with you guys. I don't want this anymore.
But my jeans were so tight that I thought, maybe I should just take these off. So I did. Something just possessed me, and now I'm in a skirt, and it's better, huh?
And that's the problem. A lot of those opportunities are more frequent at a ball game because there's reviews of a play.
Oh, for them to start talking?
There's downtime.
Yeah, baseball, it's impossible.
Oh, yeah. You're going to get into one of those.
It is.
You're going to have a conversation you don't want if you bring a girl to a baseball game. But that poor son of a bitch. And she was pretty, so it would have been like, all right. And she knew football enough. Like, she was a Steelers fan, and she got...
Enough to tolerate.
She knew how to watch it, but she also just couldn't keep her trap shut during, like, downtime. And there's a lot of downtime. What I was telling you guys off the air... It's Toledo and I both talked about it. It's not a quality product in the stadium. It just isn't. With the reviews and all the stuff. And it's almost like you need commercials to just kind of give you an idea that you're down for a little bit.
I don't know if the refs just were off on the timing, but they weren't announcing what was going on very well either.
No, it took forever.
You'd sit there and go, all right, did someone call a timeout, or is that an official review?
It was lots more downtime than there was play.
It is weird how they let the refs, kind of do it their own way.
Yeah.
Like Ed Hockley would over-explain.
Yeah.
And then some refs barely explain.
Yeah, there's no,
it's their legal argument.
Yeah, well, they should all have to
just say a certain
thing. Damn explanation.
Yeah, you have a certain, agenda. There's a standard.
Right, and the announcers even have said, he didn't really explain why they chose, made that decision.
Well, I think they've got that feeling, too, of, they're not sure why they made that decision either, because halftime a call is okay, close enough. I think this falls.
We're going with this one.
We'll go with B, because I don't know which one is what anymore. We'll take the slings and arrows later.
That's what the bitching's about. It's like the lack of consistency.
Oh, yeah, no.
From week to week.
All the rules are gray. Everything's gray. I mean, you saw it a couple times at the game we were at. It was like there's gray rules.
Pick plays seem to be the most popular.
Oh, and pick plays were illegal 2 years ago, and now it's like, well, you got to run around it or you're the problem. It's like, well, that's the whole point of making them illegal. And the rub routes, it was weird. But, yeah, it's not a very good product live. It was warm. It was fun. That city's gorgeous. Pittsburgh has got just an absolutely stunning place. And I know that sounds weird, but it's true. I've never been from there. I don't have ties outside of my love of the Steelers just because my dad's from northern Pennsylvania and kind of raised me Steelerish. But, man, that city is gorgeous.
How was the drive, Toledo?
The drive was long.
Yeah.
It was early in the morning.
Yeah, he texted me at 11 quick. O'clock. I'm in Philly already. Yep. I'm like, Jesus, you left at 6:30. You flew all day yesterday and got up and shot across the Philadelphia.
5:45, we hit the road.
Boy, oh boy.
And it's all you. You can't even turn the wheel over to anybody else.
Clicked into the hotel room at 1:05 in the morning.
Does it talk during the drive, or do you guys just...
We talked on that drive. On the way back, he was out because he was up with Bill and Stephanie's son. They were playing Xbox. And he tried to tell me, I was asleep at midnight. And no, you weren't.
No way.
No, you weren't.
Miserable. Yeah. But you made it. You didn't go to a Phillies game. You just drove to Philadelphia to say hi to
people. Drove around the whole stadium complex. And by the time this Phillies game kind of got around, it was a 7:05 start. We were like, all right, we're beat. Let's all go back and get some dinner and call it good.
You would have dozed off at the game.
Dozed off at the game?
Nah, I wouldn't have done that.
Brutal.
It was a good game, too, but...
You could take a nap while driving.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Precious.
I told Alex, I'm like, you might be starting to drive sooner than
you might learn the straight shot.
Ins and out. I mean, he's really good at Forza.
And so, he's probably got the skills.
He knows.
He can do it.
You saw some Amish buggies too, which is always
interesting. That was the weirdest thing. Yeah. You see them on one of them was going over an overpass, and you kind of do a double take. I'm like, there's one, and then running down the road just. Yeah. And then Alex sees what he thought were a couple of Amish at the airport, and I'm like, no,
hippies.
They can't do that.
Yeah, they're not flying.
And he goes, is that illegal for them? And I'm like, it's not illegal, but they don't do that.
And they're just grabbing a flight over Atlanta. They're gonna.
I saw Amish at Disneyland.
What?
I don't think they're allowed to go there.
No,
they can't.
Mennonites might be able.
The Mennonites can go, but maybe not Amish.
Because she had the heavy wool dress on and the little bonnet, and I'm like,
or. She's one of those Northern Arizona super brides,
Colorado,
one of the 30.
City, yeah.
They dress them up like Amish.
Yeah.
The brides.
They
it depends on how the guy
authentic.
Was dressed. Was the dude in bedazzled jeans and he
no,
was
No, nothing but it was suspenders, plain blue jeans, or not jeans, but the pants, you know?
I'll go Mennonite.
Dungarees.
I'm going to lean on the fact they were just with people.
Yeah.
It's uncomfortable.
I don't know,
it's not a comfortable thing. I don't know why you'd do it. But let's go to Disneyland as the Amish is something someone
you told
very
me there
high.
Is a farmland here.
Someone very high would do that.
She had a cold bandana on her neck because she had to be like a gazillion degrees in that wool dress.
Oh,
it was awful looking. Both of them. They do it to themselves.
Yeah, that's their choice.
Yeah.
It's their crazy, wacky-ass belief system that makes them think. But they're so wrong. I mean, we can all agree, right? I'm never going to be on Saturday Night Live. What do I care? Amish people are stupid. It's so dumb to avoid all that technology. I mean, the whole reason we advanced as a culture and a society. Why are you doing this? We got to keep it true to them. No, you don't. Nobody has to keep it true. Watch TV. Throw something in a toaster now and again. You're dumb. That's a dumb thing.
She was a pretty frumpy woman. She could have passed out at any moment. In that wool dress.
They are all frumpy. They're all not many of them come out of there
It does seem like the Mennonites get out a little more than the.
What's the difference?
I don't.
They're allowed.
They're allowed entertainment.
I guess.
I don't know. They love the zoo.
Do they?
Yeah.
They're big on the zoo.
Yeah, big on zoos.
Now hold on. Who's bigger on the zoo? If you've seen lots of Mennonites on many trips, they're probably saying, "Boy, that dude likes the zoo."
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you're there individually. You've seen multiple Mennonites.
Yeah. Well. And I also, when I was a volunteer there at the Columbus Zoo.
Oh, at the Columbus Zoo.
Rolling in.
I can't tell you, man. Well, it's also Ohio. You can.
Well, there's a.
Yeah, there's a lot of Amish there, so they can work their way to the zoo there.
But it seemed like it was more the Mennonite. There is a difference, obviously, but.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. There's Quakers, Mennonites, Amish, and they're all pretty much the same. They're all equally as wrong as the other group.
They all make fireplaces? I don't know.
Yeah, they all make
incredible
woodworking. A lot of Toledo kind of stuff.
Peanut brittle.
Like I said last week, Toledo would be the most boring guy in the Amish community.
Wow, that's tough.
Brother Richard would be a... Anyway, well, look at the time. Thou'st going to hit the hay. That's pretty much
it. Are you allowed to take their picture, or would they confiscate your camera?
I don't think so.
You steal their soul like the natives?
I'll take their picture and have them... Oh, please, if it would pleaseth thee, shut the f*** up. You're so wrong on how you're living life. I'm not listening to you.
How do you even know what this is?
I'll take you, exactly. If you, you get the f***
out
of my
face. Go churn your butter.
Yeah, I know you probably got strong hands, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to waste you. And it's hilarious to everyone around me if I get beat up by you, so I win either way.
I'm going viral.
Like if an Amish kicks my ass, this is, oh my God, they're so strong. It's just a funnier video.
Tactical black, bitch.
Yeah, tactical. I wouldn't even, like, try it. Like, if you started to whip my ass and Amish people, like, turns out they're super strong, good fighters. That's a great story. Like, dude, look at this video. I got mad at an Amish and told him, like, he lives a stupid life. And he just wiped the floors with me.
What?
The video would be better to lose than it would to beat up an Amish. Because, well, why are you beating up that Amish? Because they're pacifists.
Well, I'd imagine they have one guy in the whole community that comes out. He's the fighter. You know,
Each clan has their
like
guy.
Like Letterkenny. They have to have the one guy, right?
They have to have an Amish goon. Break out the goon.
Time for Donnybrook.
You're bringing out the goon. What the? I thought you guys were pacifists. No, we have a goon. Thou will feel the wrath of the goon. Oh, God, this is great. Roll camera. Please, if don't get us in the camera. Hey, the goon's going to be on the interwebs. Now, I don't care if I lose to him because this is a great story.
I was shocked when up in Lake Chautauqua in New York, I go into a fishing store to get some bait, and it's in Amish country, and this Amish guy's at the counter, and he's a regular because the guy's like, Jebediah, what can I get you today? And he picks out the largest electric fillet knife available. I mean, it's about a 2-foot fillet knife. I just thought, what's he going to do with that?
Not going to plug it in, that's for sure. Exactly. Just use it as a
regular. It's go time.
It'd be a regular old knife, I suppose. Batteries. I need batteries.
What is this thick end?
Need just the battery, please. Oh, you can't use those. Yeah, so you saw the Amish and they're like, hide your heads. There's Toledo. He's going to want to join. Yeah, that's a group that I would just openly, at the convention, if they have one every year, out there in Harrisburg, probably can't get too far. And just say, you guys are missing out on so much great, great stuff. You're all ruining your time. And they know it, or they wouldn't have that Rumspringa thing. They wouldn't allow you to go have, quote, your fun time in life.
And some don't.
Oh, of course they don't come
majority,
back.
Majority, I guess.
But they call it the fun. Like, go have your fun with the English. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, then you guys admit it. It's more fun our way. It's like vegetarians going, go eat your good food for a year and then come back to our way. It's no, the Amish are
guy
awful,
in Texas, terrible. Eric, you were witnessing Rumspringa. That's a big destination for the Amish, Disneyland for their
is
Rumspringa.
It?
Really?
Yeah, they're crazy. Allowed to, they're allowed to use all
deviate
of our stuff
once, right?
For like a year.
Yep.
I don't know when they do it, because I've heard it was teenagers, but I've seen older ones doing, like,
yeah, they look like they're in their 30s or something. I don't
but
know.
If you're on Rumspringa, ditch the outfit.
Yeah.
I don't think they're allowed.
Yeah. I wouldn't want, like,
maybe too.
Because it was in 90s and humidity. Like, if you were allowed to, they would have done it.
Here's another one I don't get. There's a group of Hasidic Jews that lives over in my neighborhood, and every day on Saturday, summer, winter, doesn't matter. They don't use any of the, like, that's part of the rules, is you don't use any... anything that require that is like that isn't manually powered, like you have to use your body to work it. So like even light switches and stuff, it's like you're not supposed to do anything. And they will walk all over the place in those heavy wool outfits because you're not allowed a cotton poly blend. Your God is that specifically gay that he you're not allowed to wear like a light outfit.
It'd be nice to have performance wear.
Right. Yeah, like some dry fit wool if it's possible. And they're just hoofing around and those payaks are sweating. They're dying out there, miserable. And I'm like, I could never get behind any religion where God's like, your outfit, ugh, gotta be wool or else. Oh, you're going to punish me without, okay. I remember telling Larry that. I'm like, could you ever be that Jewish? And he goes, well, it's, you know, it's their culture and their belief. I'm like, it's not their culture. They're walking to Sprouts. It's not their
right,
culture.
Yeah. That's what, I'm like, you're a hypocrite, aren't you? Yeah.
Sort of. I mean, well, you're living in the city, you're doing city stuff, and then you take that one day.
And think about the people at Disneyland. It's like, all right, you're against electricity. You are surrounded by the most electricity in...
You went to the electric light parade.
Everything is moving because of electricity. You're riding rides.
But you get your pass.
Why is the reason you're there? Because you know it's awesome.
Exactly.
Because you know it's awesome.
Yeah, it's just... there's a lot of stupid stuff, but if your God doesn't like your outfit... And you're going to like get punished for it? Quit that whole religion. Quit the whole thing. It's like, well, you got to wear the wool or, you know.
Two
like,
kitchens.
No, that's enough.
John, the...
Yeah, they got double kitchens because one of them has to be just a fire kiln.
John, I don't know if it explains the differences, but the Mennonites are more into today's world as in they own cell phones, cars, stuff like that.
Black cabinets.
The Amish do not own any of that, obviously, and use Mennonites to get around. In Kentucky, the Amish will talk the Mennonites into doing their dirty work for them.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's sweet.
That's another, like, religious sect that's broken off.
It's the filthy, dirty, they'll do it.
Yep.
The Amish, like, they'll do it.
Oh, there's one.
The Mennonites will do it.
There's one.
I want to do it.
5 pounds of butter, he'll take them.
I'm not going to hell for this, but the Mennonites will. Hey, Mennonite. Yes, Seth? Give me a ride somewhere.
Guys, Rumspringa is 1 week every year, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, I thought it was just a full
a buddy of mine, off. I thought it was like a quinceañera or something.
Yeah. Well, you had to dress like an idiot. Yeah. There's another thing, being Mexican. Yeah. Get out of that outfit, too. No, none of you look good in your quinceañera dresses. Knock it off.
We saw one in Philly at the Rocky Steps. There was
a quinceañera?
It looked like a wedding, because there's the
one
girl.
That's Italian wedding.
No.
Are you sure? They look a lot like quinceañeras.
Gypsy wedding.
Could have been a gypsy wedding.
Not speaking Spanish, no. So there was the one girl, and she's in her white dress, looked like a wedding dress, and there's like seven dudes in tuxedos. We're like, oh, somebody's getting married. And then the photographer goes, no, it's a quinceañera.
At the Rocky statue?
At the Rocky statue.
That's solid.
Is that still up, Rocky statue?
They took it down from the steps and moved it around the side because there was a big bitch about it's not really art.
Because it's at like a really historic spot, and they stuff this phony boxing character from the 70s movie on top of, you know, I mean, that's the bastion of American history. And on top of the steps, what's the place that's the...
The Philadelphia Art Museum.
It's their art museum. And Rocky's cruddy half-baked
statues.
Or
one of the art museums.
Yeah, it's not like even like a good statue. Right, it's silver.
They probably would have left it if it had just stopped at like Rocky 3, but once you kept going.
Well, Ben Franklin and all sorts of his arts it's, there. And,
yeah, five like, put them
steps,
over the top.
Yeah, they're like five.
Steps away in this big square is a huge, giant piece of art that is about the founding of the country or something
which
like
William
that.
Which William Penn.
That's the one, yeah.
The
yeah,
William
yeah.
Penn statue yeah, that's in the center of
in
that
the
park.
Center of everything.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, there's statues littered all over that place.
That place is as close to Europe as we can get as far as like just treating it like the history of America. The city's a dump, but their museums and stuff are incredible.
Boy, getting down to Pat's, through there.
Philly's gross.
South Philly?
Ugh. You're always like, why is there a garbage strike all the time? There's not. It's just a dump.
The cans are always out.
They don't even have cans yet. They still do the throw them on the side of the road, and the guys pick them up by hand trash.
I'm going to be a little sacrilegious here. Pat's just okay.
It's all right.
There's another better one. I can't remember the name of it that they were taking me to. No. That one's right across the street. Yeah. This one's like out. It's like a local thing.
Philly cheesesteak, though.
Wit Whiz, man.
You got to like Cheese Whiz.
It's Cheese Whiz, and it's a healthy portion of Cheese Whiz.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. They glob it on there?
There's more than that.
Have you
more,
seen the knife? They just dip the knife in the can and it just kind of,
It's glue. There's a lot. It's meat glue. And the first bite, you're like, oh, this is good.
Taste.
And I got 40
and
more bites
got
14 left.
14 more inches to go.
Yeah, that's what your son was saying.
Yeah, I know.
He learned a lot this weekend.
So you didn't let Toledo in your area at the game?
Oh, yeah, no. I had two extra tickets, yeah. And my buddy Craig couldn't go last second. So I told Toledo he could sit with us because sitting up in that 500 section ain't worth it.
Oh.
It's not worth it. But I did have a moment with his son where before we get in, I turned and I said,
oh.
I'll buy you a Juju Smith Schuster jersey right now. You got to put it on because he's wearing his Russell Wilson.
And he going to do it?
He goes, okay.
He looks at me and I'm like, it's your decision. You make a decision.
And I said, you crushed your dad's heart right now. I'll buy you that jersey right now. Done. You put it on. You wear it through the game. And his face kind of was like, oh, cool jersey. I want that jersey real bad.
Did it happen?
No.
His Wilson jersey is just, he's growing out of it, so it's a little bit too small.
Well, he said something about being a Juju fan.
He follows him on Instagram. Yeah. He knew everything you were talking about because he follows Juju.
Let's make this happen.
What you do, Toledo, is say, go ahead. It's your decision. And when he does it, say, all right, well, you're walking home now.
You're going to sit in the 500 section.
Well, we ended up saying that as he was contemplating. I'm like, he'll be finding another ride home.
You let him make the choice. He was him and he knew.
Yep.
He knew.
Call Juju. Maybe he'll buy you a plane ticket.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe you and Juju can pal
post
around.
That on Instagram.
You're only 7 years apart.
My dad left me at the game.
That happens a lot, son. Let's get a wake-up song as our impromptu three-day weekend closes up and we get this week going again. Another. And sorry, Buckeye. Did you guys hear Buckeye's gone? The whole city went away last night. Like, for no reason at all. Buckeye was the only place that got rain. They got like 3 inches of it. It's flooded out.
Yeah.
Completely just trashed Buckeye last night. So they're cleaning up out in Buckeye, and everybody else is fine. Nice little cool morning. Give us a wake-up song, 585-9800, a good one, and we'll scream it together. It's 98KUPD. Wake up!
The best the world has to offer in music, drama, and comedy.